Well, good morning and welcome to K1. I'm your host, Tom Davis, and this morning we have Charles and Gary Skank of Skank Insurance, LLC, joining us in the studio. So welcome back, gentlemen.
Thank you, Tom. We are excited to be back in the studio with you today.
All right, Charles, can you tell your listeners how we find Skank Insurance?
Good morning, Tom. Good to be with you. You can find our office at 2801 West Main, Suite A in Independence. We're right by Newton's True Value in that same building on the other end. Mm-hmm. And you can call us at 620-331-8800. And you can find us online at ins4unow.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
You're connected, man. You are connected. Got all the socials out there. Well, Gary and Charles, let's do a little role-playing today. Let's just pretend I'm 64 and a half, which is not a stretch. And I keep getting these cards in the mail. They keep talking to me about Medicare. You know, it's kind of overwhelming, and it can be a bit confusing. What do I need to know about Medicare?
Tom, you're not alone. Many people call us about the same question.
Tom, Medicare is a federal system of health insurance for people over 65 years of age and for certain younger people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. Medicare is split into four parts. You'll think you're in kindergarten. Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D.
Well, okay, Medicare, four parts, A, B, C, and D. So far, it sounds pretty simple. What's A?
A is like, think of A as the building. Part A covers your hospital stay, services provided by a skilled nursing facility. It covers hospice, things like that.
Oh, okay, in Part A, that's the hospital part. Now we get to B. What's B?
B, Tom, is the outpatient portion of Medicare. Mm-hmm. This is a Medicare insurance that will cover doctor's visits, outpatient care, home health care, durable medical equipment, preventative care.
Okay. So is there anything else that I need to know about Part B?
Yes. Part B does not cover normal dental treatment.
Okay.
Now, the only kind of dental that's covered in Medicare is damage to natural teeth due to an accident. But normal dental treatment is not covered. Normal, what we think about as vision or glasses, eyeglasses, that sort of thing, hearing. And outpatient prescription drugs are not covered under Part B.
Part A and B is also called Original Medicare. These two things are the foundational building blocks of Medicare, and we help people. You can call us at 620-331-8800, and we can help you answer any questions you have.
Okay, very good. That's great. So what Part A does not cover, Part B will? And who's eligible for Medicare Part A and B?
If you're 65 years or older, or if you're a younger person on Social Security disability and you've been there for 24 months on disability, or if you have end-stage renal disease, you're generally eligible for Medicare.
So when can I enroll in Medicare Part A and B?
Tom, you can enroll when you turn 65, three months before and in the month of your birthday and 3 months after. You do not enroll in Part B. And let's see here. If you do not enroll in Part B, you'll be penalized unless you have employer coverage.
Okay, so I got to be careful here. So, guys, I want to expand on this a little bit because we do have a little bit more time. With B, how much schooling do I need to know about the ins and outs, or do I just make a call to you guys?
You just make a call to us. Everybody's system. Everybody's situation is unique.
Uh-huh.
In fact, a customer taught me something the other day I did not know. You don't really need Part A when you turn 65 if you're in a health savings account at work. And I did not know that. It was something new I learned.
Mm-hmm.
And so every situation is unique. And we just encourage people to call us at 620-331-8800 and give us a call. We'll be glad to work out your situation.
And you generally need to find out if you need to get off employer coverage. You're going to get Part A automatically when you turn 65. There's no premium for that. There's no cost for that. But there, Part B, if you're going to stay on employer coverage, you don't want to go to Medicare Part B. But if you're going to get off employer coverage, you want to go to Part B. But you don't want them both at the same time.
So how do you know which one you need, Charles?
we can help do an analysis. We'll look at what it costs to stay on their employer coverage versus getting off employer coverage and going to Medicare Part B. So we'll evaluate that.
And we can make a decision. Let the client decide, do I want to stay on my group coverage or do I want to go to original Medicare and start down that road? They can know once they understand the deductibles and the cost and so forth with both plans, and they can make a decision.
Very good. And once again, contact and education is what you really need in order to get the education. Charles, how do we contact you?
Well, you can come to our office in Independence. We're in the old Kmart building at 2801 West Main in Suite A. Or you can call us generally. That's how most people connect with us over the phone. Like I said, 620-331-8800. Or you can look us up on Facebook. We have people message us and contact us, connect with us there at Skank Insurance. Just put that in Facebook and it'll come up.
Now, from time to time, you've done these webinars, and I want folks to listen to this program because we might have an update on that.
Right.
That one recently just really went well.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And we have another webinar coming up on June the 9th and June the 10th, and that will be on our website. But June the 9th is 6 o'clock in the evening, and June the 10th is 11 o'clock
in the morning,
and that's Wednesday morning, I believe. Mm-hmm. So Tuesday evening on the 9th, Wednesday morning on the 11th.
Oh, great.
At 11 o'clock.
That first one, you had quite a few folks jamming up the line.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we had several, a good number of people trying to learn more information.
Good response.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Now, this is one of those things, and once again, I want to remind folks, if you're approaching 65, don't hesitate. Get your education now. Give the call to Skank Insurance and make sure that you are going down the right path, that you have all the information that you need, because it can get a little tricky. I mean, it's the government, and the government does some good things, but sometimes they just write it a little funny. You really need somebody to help navigate you through those waters.
Somebody told me the other day, they said, I've never been old before, and now I've got to learn this. And so most people only retire once in their life, and so this is definitely a new hurdle to get through in life. But this is where we specialize. This is what we do. We help people in this area.
Gentlemen, what a story. What a fabulous story you have to tell. First of all, Gary, you've been in this insurance and retirement planning game for a little bit more than a minute.
Yes, Tom. Thank you. Thank you. I have. And when I started out at 26 years old, I would have never dreamed that at that time I would be doing what I'm doing today. I had no clue. But I had a five-year-old daughter, and I had a six-month-old baby. And they were pulling the curtains down looking for something to eat. And we were hungry, and so we went to work. And we went to work with Metropolitan Life Insurance Company back in 1978. And from there, we left Metropolitan in about 5.5 years. And we started out on our own contracting with various companies. And so our main goal is to, our clients are our customers. And we have companies that we put them with, but our clients are our first concern. Mm-hmm. And so we want to bring the right product to the client to match their needs.
Now, you told me a story once, and I really want to pass this along to folks. A young couple, when you were first starting out, and you knew this was the right line of work, and you knew why you were doing it. It all kind of came together.
Well, Tom, you might be talking about a couple that I went to their humble mobile home. His dad was there, and she was expecting a baby in about a month. Oh. And we wrote them a little life insurance policy, a little family policy. And it wasn't but 6 months later that I picked up the newspaper and I seen his death notice in the paper. And I'd written this insurance like in November, and he passed away in May, and he had this six-month-old baby. Oh. And that'll change your life. That will change your life when you realize how much help that can be to a couple at that time and to the family. Mm-hmm. And so that changed your life, Tom. It'll change your life forever.
Now, when we talk about insuring and taking care of future needs and what have you, it's more than just a piece of paper. You're investing in other people's lives.
Right.
A whole.
Yeah. Right. That's true, Tom. Mm-hmm. And we have people that have done business with us for 35 plus years, 40 years, and they're still doing business with us. And of course, we've had a lot of people that's passed away in that time, but we still have people that's done business with us for a lot of years.
Your son Charles is with us here. And Charles, you didn't start out in the insurance business.
I didn't. I grew up in Altamont, Kansas, a little over about an hour from here. And I became a pastor, graduated, married my high school sweetheart. I went to college. I pastored for 9 years in Rogers, Arkansas. And I loved being there. And along the way, we had four kids. And I really wanted my kids to grow up in the community that I grew up in. And so my wife and I moved back to Kansas. And we knew we were supposed to. And I'm still very actively involved in church. But at the time, it really didn't make sense for me to make that transition. And I worked with Dad for 2 years. We had the time of our life. We loved working together and helping people together. And then he got the news that he had cancer. And it was an aggressive form of cancer. Went through all kinds of chemo and hospital stays. And we almost lost him more than once. But thankfully, Dad got back on his feet. He got back to being strong again. And for the past 5 years or so now, we've been able to work together. And it's just been a really awesome thing. And that's sort of when it all sort of made sense. Mm-hmm. That leaving the pastorate and coming to here. Because if I hadn't have been here, I'm not sure what would have happened to the family business at that point.
Well, Gary, you're looking great.
thank you, Tom. You know, we talk about $1 million worth of treatment.
Yeah.
And from the middle of July 2014 to Thanksgiving that year, I had $1 million worth of treatment, over $1 million worth of treatment. And I was 6 times in St. Louis University Hospital. And when I was there, I was an inpatient. I had stage 4 cancer, and I was inpatient, chemotherapy inpatient for 8, 10, 12 days at a time. Mm-hmm. But thanks be to God, I'm here today. I was so sick one day there in the Joplin Hospital because in between the visits to St. Louis, I stayed at my daughter's house near Joplin, and I would have to go to the Joplin Cancer Center regularly because I was just so weak. And I was in the hospital there one day, and God just touched me in a special way and turned me around. And that was in October. And anyway, all I can say is I'm cancer-free, I'm doing great, and I'm just very thankful to God for all of his help.
Wow, this is amazing. Charles, I want to get back to something that you brought up a long time ago when we first ran into each other. I said, explain what it is that you do. And you said, well, we're pretty much your HR department when you no longer have an HR department.
You know, when you go to the job, whether it's a factory or wherever you're working, you have this person that comes up to you, this mysterious person that hands you these papers, wants your signature, wants you to make some decisions about maybe your health insurance, your 401k, your dental insurance, or life insurance, et cetera. And you make the decisions, and that person, you know, is just always there if you need them. And then all your working life, you have an HR or human resources person, but then they're gone once you retire. And you don't have anybody helping you make those decisions any longer. And that's where we come in. We help with your 401k, your IRAs, your health insurance, your prescription drug coverage, mm-hmm. your dental coverage, disability coverage, life insurance, things like that. Mm-hmm. And so that's our role. And we help people have peace of mind about the retirement years. Some people are retired longer than they worked. It's incredible, but some people maybe work 30 years and maybe they're retired for 30 plus years. And so it's a bigger and bigger segment of people's lives now as we live longer.
Wow. I wouldn't have known that. If I would have just sat down and thought about it, maybe I would have deduced it. But on the topic of it, that's incredible that we're living that long.
It is. It really is.
And the advantage of working with us, Tom, is that we are here. They can look at us eyeball to eyeball. We can sit down with them. We can talk with them. We're not somebody online that they'll never hear from again, mm-hmm. or that you don't know where they're at when you have problems. Mm-hmm. We are here, and we will help solve problems that come up along the way. So we do that all day long.
Man, that is just incredible. That is just incredible. Very good. Well, tune in next time because we're going to have a lot more information, as we always do. And I always learn something each and every time that we get together. So I'm looking forward to it as well as the listeners. And that is with Skank Insurance and Retirement. And again, right there in Independence, Kansas, you can't miss it. You drive right by it if you're going down the main drag.
That's right.
Yeah, right there with the old Kmart building this wee day. All right. Thank you guys for being on board today. Appreciate it.